Radio Prague News.
German President Joachim Gauck is on a one-day working visit to the Czech Republic. A Prague court has ruled that lobbyist and former close aide to ex-Prime Minister Mirek Topolánek, Marek Dalík, will not be remanded in custody. And relatives of poisoning victims in the recent methanol crisis are beginning to consider legal steps, news website idnes.cz reports. German President Joachim Gauck is on a one-day working visit to the Czech Republic, the first in his capacity as president. On Wednesday morning, he met with his Czech counterpart Václav Klaus and Prime Minister Petr Nečas. In the afternoon, he visited the memorial site at Lidice, a village which the Nazis razed to the ground in 1942 in retaliation for the assassination of Nazi governor Reinhard Heydrich. The visit to Lidice was on the agenda at the German president's request, and he was the first German top official to visit the site in the country's post-communist history. The German president made clear he was in the Czech Republic to pay his respects to the victims of the Lidice massacre, saying other issues would be left to a later date. A Prague district court has ruled that lobbyist and former close aide to ex-Prime Minister Mirek Topolánek, Marek Dalík, will not have to await trial behind bars. The controversial lobbyist who attended top meetings at the former Prime Minister's behest is charged with attempted fraud in the government's purchase of 107 Austrian-made armoured personnel carriers. Mr. Dalík is suspected of having asked for an 18 million euro bribe for helping to set up the 14.4 billion crown deal. The state prosecutor had asked for the suspect to be remanded in custody for fear he might try and influence witnesses or flee the country. Marek Dalík has hired Tomáš Sokol, one of the country's best-known lawyers, to defend him in the case. If found guilty as charged, Mr. Dalík could face up to 10 years in jail. Relatives of poisoning victims in the recent methanol crisis are considering legal steps, the news website idnes.cz reported, either against those who illegally laced alcohol with methanol for profit or the state. The website cited a woman in the Ostrava region who had already sought legal advice from a local association, which has offered to advise relatives of victims even outside of regular working hours. The association expects they will be contacted by others seeking to sue for damages, the Daily indicated. State prosecutor Roman Kafka has said that relatives have enough time to file legal complaints, but some, like noted lawyer Klára Samková, advise those seeking damages not to delay. 28 people died of methanol poisoning between the 14th of September and the 9th of October, having consumed bootleg liquor that had been laced with deadly wood alcohol. A new study by psychiatrists from Prague's General Teaching Hospital suggests that the number of alcoholics in the Czech Republic is double the number previously thought. As many as 700,000 people reportedly have serious problems with alcohol in their daily lives, and only 1% are trying to tackle their addiction in detox programs. The story was reported by Wednesday's Lidové noviny, which outlined numerous alcohol-related problems from health, but also, for example, job loss and domestic violence. The construction of the ELI Beamline Center, to include the world's most efficient laser, began in Dolní Břežany on Tuesday. The project is being largely funded by the EU. The launch was attended by Prime Minister Petr Nečas and the Education Minister Petr Fiala. The Prime Minister called the project the most important scientific installation in the country. The new center has been designed to attract international experts as well as to curb the so-called brain drain in Czech science. The center will focus on research into cancer treatment, medical imaging and diagnosis. The laser will also be used in the development and testing of new materials and the handling of radioactive waste. The center is expected to begin operation in 2016, reaching full performance by 2019, Jan Řídký, the director of the Czech Academy of Sciences Physics Institute, said. The Czech Banking Association, in its updated forecast, made clear on Wednesday it expected the Czech economy to contract by almost 1% this year, while back in July it forecast a 0.6% drop. CBA representatives discussed the downward revision as related largely to a fall in household consumption. The government's austerity measures and unstable expectations of further development had contributed to the forecast worsening. The CBA also cut its forecast of GDP development for next year. The association now expects growth of less than 0.5%, while in July it estimated 1% growth. And finally, a brief look at the weather. The coming days should be partly cloudy, with day temperatures ranging between 12 and 15 degrees Celsius. My name is Andrej Terenec, the end of the news.